that are really searching for something that I'm just not feeling it. I want to, but something's not clicking. And so they come here and try different things, and next thing you know, they found it and they're feeling it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge part of spirituality or faith, is it's not just saying, yeah, well, the Bible says this or the Quran says that. It's feeling it as well. I'm Bob Smith, director of the Center for Spiritual and Ethical Development. I oversee a facility that is the largest of its kind in the country. We have typically between 60 and 65 spiritual religious organizations on campus year to year. And I have a staff that really helps with programming, interfaith programming, ethical programming, spiritual programming. So a lot of my job is not only helping campus ministry to figure out how to exist on a public university campus, but also to help the university to understand where the campus ministers might be coming from, what our students are looking for, and to help everybody. I'm kind of the go-between between university and campus ministry. The number of students that identify as spiritual is going up, and the number of students that identify as religious is either staying the same or dropping off a bit, but spirituality, more students consider themselves spiritual now than they do religious. And spirituality, a lot of our students tend to look at it more as an individual practice, where the religious tend to look at it as that organized group type of setting, which is what our student organizations and campus ministries survive off of. But that spirituality, while it's a good thing, I mean, it's better than not being spiritual or religious, but with that growing and religion not, then I think the concern is that we're going to wind up seeing our organizations themselves suffer. And I think there's always something to organized worship that you can certainly be as religious as anybody out there and do it individually as well as organized, but I think there is that benefit to having that structured organization that a lot of the spiritual students don't have the benefit of experiencing. At least 5 years ago now, we asked students about faith, religion, spirituality, those types of things, and it was interesting because from years before that, definitely has changed quite a bit. Probably the most difficult thing I run into a lot of times is when a student comes in and says, hey, how do I tell my parents I'm converting? Well, you have to tell me something about your parents first, because it could be tough. And while I want to help the students and hope that I do, it's one of the side dishes to offering so many options. Students try it, and then they struggle with, how do I tell my family? If students really find themselves not engaged or feeling fulfilled in their particular faith or spiritual practices, there are a number of options that they can look at and see if that fits them better. And that's always a good thing, because the last thing I want is for them to not feel connected religiously or spiritually. I guess one of the good things about a campus this size is the diversity that you're going to find. The nice thing about getting to know a lot of our campus ministers is we know, as a staff here, which ones would be good in talking to the students about their concerns and what their thoughts are and how they might proceed, and are they comfortable with this?
Peace Science is a project of Third Way Collective, Penn State's only student organization committed to exploring issues of peace, justice, and faith. Thanks to Bend Block for their incredible music. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.